Blog Talk Radio.
You don't know what love is till you've learned the meaning of the blues, until you've loved a love you've had. You don't know what love
And that was the Sharon Marie Klein, independent artist. And we love her. We love her music. We love her ability to deliver the goods. And that's what she does. And this is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. It is Wednesday. It's Throwback Thursday. And we are here just to have a great time with you guys. We hope you are blessed and God is keeping you and you are good. Hey, listen, we're just going to play some good music. We're just going to kind of chill and have some good food, hopefully, and good company. Some of you are driving, so you might just be alone and just hanging out with me. And that's cool because I need some company because I am alone here in the studio. Don Fleming is not here. But I am here, and I'm here to do my thing and play some good music for you guys. I hope you are blessed, and I hope God is keeping you well. Guys, so let's just kick back and relax and enjoy some good music here on Solar Records Radio. Thank you so much for being the best part of Solar Records Radio. Let's give a shout-out to all of our listeners around the world. Much love to you guys, and thank you guys so much for blessing us and tuning in. Please go to SolarRecordsRadio.com and check us out and check out our store and all that kind of stuff. And thank you so much for everything that you do. So Indie Blues and All That Jazz Day here on Solar Records Radio. We just play blues, indie artists. You know, we want to celebrate the indie artists because record companies are kind of disappeared, right? And so we want to support the indie artists and play their stuff. We're going to also play our jazz artists, right? So jazz, blues, and indie music is what you'll hear today. Some of the music you will know and some of the music you won't know because it is stuff that you don't know. But you will get the opportunity once you hear who it is if you want to go online and download it or, you know, buy it off of Apple, you know, whatever, however you can support the indie artists. We do appreciate that here at Solar Records Radio. All right, guys, so we want to get going and have a good time here. Mr. Rodney Taylor is right here. Come on, Rodney. Rodney Mansfield.
I've been so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs. I've made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my life on stages with 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now. And I'm singing a song to you. I know your image of me is what I'd hoped to be, but I treated you unkindly. Oh,
That is crazy. Crazy beautiful. Don Fleming, my brother, is here. I'm sorry, Don. What's up, brother?
I'm good, man. That was what's crazy. The name of that song again?
The name, listen to the name. First of all, the group is Return to Forever. Stanley
Return
Clark.
Return to Forever.
Return to Forever. And the group was made up of Stanley Clark on bass, Chick Corea on keyboards, rest in peace, Chick Corea. And then you had Lenny White on drums. My
Lenny
brother,
White.
Lenny White on drums and Al DiMiliola on guitar. Whoa, they were amazing. And the name of that song, listen to the name, Duel of the Jester and the Tyrant. And the name of the album is Romantic Warrior. If you are interested, you go and buy it, because that album is absolutely amazing. And for me, listen, I grew up playing this stuff. This group actually changed my whole life, my whole direction, because I didn't know what exactly I was going. I just wanted to be a really good drummer. And when I heard these guys, I was like, now that's a drummer. Lenny White is sick. I mean, he was just putting it down. And Stanley Clark, being from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, of course, you know, he's that generation before me. And so I'm looking at him like people are looking at Motown. I'm looking at Stanley Clark going, that's what I want. I want to do what he's doing. As a matter of fact, it was Stanley Clark, because Stanley Clark went to Philadelphia Music Academy. He was the one that influenced me to go to college, because I wanted to do what he was doing. Him being from the city of Philadelphia, I'm thinking this is like, he's like a big brother, and this is like, he's showing you what you got to do if you want to be successful. And I was dyslexic. I didn't want to go to college. I was having a hard enough time in junior high school and high school. And so all of a sudden, because of my passion and my love for music, I went to college because Stanley went there. So it's absolutely amazing that, you know, the influencement that artists have over young people. And a lot of times we don't want to, sometimes you hear the bad stuff, but there's so much good stuff that happens with young people being influenced by music, like Don Fleming. He has a story that he could tell you about how music saved his life. And so there's good stuff that happens from artists as well. And so these artists are, you know, you just got to give them their props, as well as, you know, remind them that they, even if they don't want to be responsible, they still are somewhat responsible for, you know, what they put out there, because kids are listening. We're listening. People are listening, you know, and people can be, you know, they'll help you with stuff. You know, like the lady at the coffee at McDonald's, she got coffee and she spilled it herself and sued McDonald's because it was too hot in his cars. So, I mean, you know, it's like they did their part. They gave you what you wanted and stuff, and you spilled it, but I get sued. So it's a crazy world. But anyway, getting back to my point, Stanley Clark, thank you so much for blessing us and being a great artist. He's always been one of those kind of artists that's been very kind and stuff, and not out there doing crazy things and make you go, oh my God, is that what I'm supposed to do next? He's been just a gentleman the whole time. So much love to you, my brother. God bless you. And I look forward to meeting you again. I met him in the studio at Larrabee Studios in Los Angeles, actually Santa Monica, which is right outside of Los Angeles. And we were recording Shalimar, and he was in there doing his thing. And so we had a really nice conversation. All right. And so before that, I played Rodney Mansfield. That was a beautiful song, a song for you. Rodney, thank you so much, man. That's a beautiful. Rodney came on, we interviewed him about a couple years ago. So, And so we enjoyed him as well. And so anyway, Don Fleming, it's your time, my brother.
Okay. Great block. It's a great block. I mean, even that second song, that second song was, what, about 13 minutes long?
Exactly. That's why I was like, okay, Don, you got it after this one, because that second song is long. But that's how we used to record back in the day. Now it's like you get, you know, four minutes worth, 99 cents worth. You pay 99 cents, we give you 4 minutes.
Well, you know, usually with jazz, but, you know, like regular songs, especially like in the 50s and 60s, you know, a song is, you know, if you got a two and a half minute song, that's a long song, you know?
Yeah, but then as time went on, we started, like, the stuff that we were doing in the 70s and the 80s, that stuff was long, 7 minutes, 8 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The maxi single. You know, had the radio, the 12-inch edit version or remix or whatever you want to call it. I mean, those were played. The crazy thing about it, a lot of people know, those were like they had to make it longer, to release the 12-inch singles, because a lot of them ended up going in like the disco clubs, and they loved. You know, they loved, especially when it came to disco records, because a lot of disco records was kind of mandated to put out those 12-inch singles, because people say the repetitious beats and things like that, but with the beats and, you know, the beats per minute and all those things, it was, to me, well, to a lot of people, and not just to me, it was very what's the word I'm looking for? It was catchy, and it was something that a lot of people gravitated towards, you know, at that time. So they wanted to hear 8 minute, 9 minute, 10 minute versions of the song, and then go into another song with the same or near beats per minute. So it was very catchy. It was very appealing at the time. So I guess going into the 80s, when kind of like that disco kind of died out, they still had, you know, those repetitious beats that weren't considered disco. They kind of continued that tradition in the club. So a lot of us, that's one of the reasons why 12-inch singles were released, because they were for all of these clubs and even sometimes when radio would have on Saturday nights on the radio, you know, they have certain a show designated for that, you know, on Saturday nights, a lot, you know, DJs, whether it was like E. Rodney Jones or Bobby OJ, all of these historic these historic disc jockeys, man, from back in the day, you know, with Frankie Crocker, you know, people like that, you know, they would have these 12-inch radio edits, and, you know, and now I know you're talking about jazz, but I was just, you know, kind of going into you know, the disco era and even when it came to soul and dance of the 70s that may not have been considered in the disco category, a lot of those artists had disco versions of songs. You think about even people like Joe Tex, that was a soulful man, you know, kind of broke out into these 12-inch singles. I mean, there's a 10-minute version of Ain't Gonna Bump No More With No Big Fat Woman. You know, I guess a lot of people, you know, kind of change with the, you know, when people talk about they evolve and change with the times, I think that's one of the things that they do, you know, especially the trend was about these disco clubs, like, you know, you hear about the Studio 54s and all of that, and that's what they were doing. As far as jazz clubs, I'm not really versed on that end, but I know in jazz festivals, you know, I mean, people listen to these long versions of song because it highlights the instrumentation, it highlights the drummer, it highlights all of these aspects, you know, the trumpet solo, you know, the Miles Davises of the world, you know, the Chick Coreas, the Tito Puentes, you know, when it came to Latin jazz. So a lot of these elements, you know, were elongated for that reason. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's all for entertainment purposes and get the people encompassing themselves in the music. So, but anyway, that's enough of me talking. We got a block, man.
That's good. That's good talk.
Excellent. We got a block, man. Did you want to hear some blues?
Yes.
Johnny Taylor had a song in 1976 called Disco. I don't have it, but there's a song called Disco Lady. There is that 3-minute version of the song, and then I want to say there's an 8-minute version of the song. So those, you know, when you think about Johnny Taylor, yeah, you think about the blues and things like that, but he had a lot of great soul records, and he kind of stuck his toe in the disco era with Disco Lady, which was a great song. But anyway, let's go ahead and get this block started. Speaking of Johnny Taylor, I want to give you one of my favorites from him from 1982 from the Is It Good Enough album. The name of the song is called What About My Love. You guys keep it locked because guess what? It's Indie Blues and All That Jazz Wednesday on Solar Records Radio. Keep it locked right here.
What about my love? Seem you have forgotten love. I do believe that something went wrong somewhere.
Change your mind.
Now that you got my love, now you wanna. been hoping, baby, you know I have. Hoping you will change your life. I've been praying, baby, yeah, I have. I've been praying that you'll change your life. No one else, honey. I've been wishing, baby, yes, I have. I've been wishing that.
Up like it's nothing and make me think this way. Decisive doubt before I lose it just to keep me sane. When I knew it, I was caught up, it was happening. Kissing, touching is not nothing. Stuck in this thing again. I'm not trying to let the beast out. Don't wanna break the rules. I just wanna know you better before I. I know better yet, I know I should let you. A normal girl freak out, I give it to you, no doubt. The pressure, I want it better, that don't make it any better. It's getting harder just to keep myself together. This bad boy can't stop, won't stop. He rock and roll and I make my hip hop. I put it on him till he have to switch up. I think he had enough. I'm not trying to let the beast out. Don't wanna break the rules. I just wanna know you better before I lose my cool. I know better yet, I know I should let you. A normal girl freak out, I give it to you, no doubt.
blues and all that jazz Wednesday on Solar Records Radio. I had to hook that one up. That was from 2014, man. That was one of my favorites from the group Foreign Exchange, featuring the lovely Miss Carlita Duran. Dreams
man.
Made for two before the. Yes, yes, man. You know what? Gotta get her back. Gotta get her back on, Wardell, man. She's just a amazing artist. I say this all the time. I'm repeating myself, but hey, I love her music. I love her voice. Again, we had her on the show a couple of years back promoting her Kismet Green album, which we still play a few of her songs. But she's just a did I mention the word amazing? No, seriously. What a great young lady. And, of course, before that, I had the lovely Miss Robin Charles. Now, she is the baby, the youngest daughter of legendary singer Ray Charles, the genius himself, of course. Robin Charles had a, was a part of Daughters of Legacy at one time, and the Daughters of Legacy is still out there doing their thing. Of course, you got the daughter of Millie Jackson's daughter, I think Betty Wright's daughter, Isaac Hayes' daughter, I think a couple of others. I know she was a part of that, and she's doing her own thing right now. Had her on the show last week. We had audio difficulties. Later on, but the full interview is still there. One of them, again, what a amazing young lady on this end, because her story is just, to me, is a resilience, because she didn't, you know, she has a unique story because she didn't really start letting people know, or people started finding out after the internet right after Ray Charles died. Ray Charles died in 2004, but she was doing things in the Chicago area, you know, working with rappers like, I think, the Twister and Do or Die, working with R. Kelly, you know, just doing things of that nature, just trying to get her name out there, you know, in the Chicagoland area. And I mean, doing all of this without letting people know, hey, I'm the daughter of Ray Charles. And again, that's wild for me to understand. Or it takes a lot of, to me, that's a lot of determination, because of course a lot of people don't want to, you know, feel like they're getting it because of their family members or whatever. But she did it. She did it her own.
Yeah,
she did it. She did it in her own right, and a very young soulful singer, you know. And we got to get her back on. So you know, I'm exchanging texts. So we're exchanging texts now. That's so cool. A shout out to Miss Robin Charles on that. And of course, started off the block, the late Johnny Taylor, "What About My Love," and I had to hook that up. Oh, that's one of my favorite Johnny Taylor. I
love
should
that
have
one
Disco
too.
Lady on that.
I
should have Disco Lady.
The whole
lady.
Block was crazy.
Appreciate it, man.
Yes, man. You deserve another block.
There you go. Well, you know, we got about 30 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. Of course, I'm gonna toot my horn a little bit. This is birthday Eve for me. So
watch
so
out.
Tomorrow, yeah. So
that's,
spending the birthday Eve. Go ahead.
I'm excited. I'm sorry. I can't control myself. You're catching up. You're catching up with me.
I am, man. I am. I'll
keep
be
on running,
tomorrow.
Buddy.
I know, you know, God gives me breath tomorrow. I will be 49. So I'm happy. I'm about to hit the half century mark. So
yes.
Again, you know, so bear with me, you know. Again, God's not good with me.
You can do it.
I know I can do it. But yeah, spending my birthday Eve with you guys on a Wednesday. Of course, it is Indie Blues and all that jazz on Solar Records Radio. Of course, we did it abbreviated hour and 30-minute show. So, again, I got a couple of more songs I could sneak in, if that's okay with you. So,
yes,
you know, kind of keep it. Go ahead.
I want to apologize. So for your birthday, because I was out of town, but I needed to edit something for Don so that he could play the interview. So I'll get it done today, and Don, you'll be able to play it tonight if you want, or tomorrow on your show, whatever you want to do. But it'll be available tonight.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, we had again. I just want to, you know, let the listeners know, for some reason on my phone, my bars just went. Yeah, technical difficulties. My bars just went blank, and I couldn't get, you know, couldn't get back on the air, and so we had to cut the show off early. But yeah, technical difficulties. Every now and then, the gremlin comes and kind of tinkers around with the equipment. So, but it's all good. But let's go ahead. You don't want to hear me talk. Of course, my birthday Eve. Let's keep this music going. Roy Ayers, Ubiquity. Of course, this is called Everybody Loves the Sunshine. You guys keep it locked right here. Indie Blues, All That Jazz Wednesday on Solar Records Radio.
Get brown in the sunshine. apart. Do what we want between you and me. This requires you stick to stick it thin. You don't seem like you about to lie. I feel like stepping, but this ain't about the feeling. To oblige you to find your mean thing. To run loose to the sky, beyond my eyes. I wanna see you with this heart. But it's even with growing apart. Why so serious?
giving me the opportunity to do this block, Wardell, man. That is one of my favorites, new favorites right now. That is music from City Bay featuring the legendary, and I do say legendary, Herb Alpert. Of course, you heard that little trumpet solo he did. And Devin Morrison, Ready Enough. Before that, I had to hook up. I had to give you some Bibio from 2016 featuring Olivier Saint-Louis. Of course, that is Why So Serious. And, of course, started off the block all the way back, 1976 classic from Roy Ayers, Ubiquity. Everybody loves the sunshine. And he is still, I want to say he's like 86 years old, still playing those bells like it ain't nothing. My wife and I went to see him back in 2008 in Washington, D.C. At the, I want to say, the All-American Cookout. They had like a little barbecue festival in D.C., and we went out there and saw Chuck Brown. Of course, rest in peace to Chuck Brown. And Roy Ayers performing, and it was just amazing. We were like kids in the candy store just watching him still be as elusive as he was back then on those bells, man. It's an amazing artist. Shout out to Roy Ayers, still out there in Brooklyn doing his thing. So 60 minutes left of the show, Indie Blues and All That Jazz Wednesday on Solar Records Radio. Wardell, man, again, appreciate the opportunity for doing the block, another block for you.
Yeah, baby, you can stay on the block. I told Don, he was texting me the songs, and I texted him back, hey, I like this station. Keep on playing. Keep the music coming. As a matter of fact, I just got a text from the UK, said the music is on fire tonight. So keep on doing what you're doing, my brother. Much love, much love. Shout out to Greg and Astrid over there and all the people that we love and care so much about overseas. And man, oh man, you know, guys, we're keeping everybody in prayer. And we're just so lucky that we have friends like you guys over there that just really bless us here in the United States. As a matter of fact, James, give a shout out to James from Dance Radio, sent me a text today to listen to his show. So it's so cool when we can, you know, both we can, you know, we share each other's music from one side of the pond to the other side of the pond, and it's a beautiful thing. And so Don, you know, keep doing your thing, man. That was great. I really loved that last song. It really, really just kind of took me there, and it just, I mean, but I loved them all. But you know, since that was the last one, this is the first time I get to respond. And it's, you know, verbally, and it's great. So we got about another 15 minutes left in the show, and we want to thank all you guys for tuning in and hanging out with us. And I want to give a shout-out to Julianne over there in Detroit, Michigan. Much love, Julianne. She's a dedicated listener, and she's so sweet. And sometimes she calls me, and she'll say something, and I go, oh, you're listening to the show? So she's always listening. So much love to you, Julianne. And I want to give a shout out also to Kimberly over there in California. Now, Don, you know, they got a over in and over there in Southern California where I was just at, they're having landslides. Kashif used to live right there where the land is sliding in Palos Verdes, and so it's up in the hills, and it's just. It's collapsing. The roofs are on the ground. And this started. This
oh, my goodness.
It just started over the weekend. So, and, you know, they're thinking that it's because of the crazy rain that they got, you know, not too long ago. But, you know, that takes a long time for, that's more than just rain. And so what happens is they do these man-made mountains, right, and they build these hills and stuff, you know, then they start putting houses on them and then put trees and everything in hopes that the trees and the grass and everything will, you know, will support the ground, you know, with all the, you know, and it's just crazy. So we want to also pray for those people that are living under those conditions, and it's not just the ones that's sliding, but it's the ones that are sitting there not knowing if theirs is going to be slide or if it's going to another house is going to crash into theirs. So it's a terrible situation. So we're praying for them. Also for the people up in Maine, the weather has been ridiculous. You see cars and SUVs, all kind of stuff floating down the street. The rain has been ridiculous over there. So we've had some very, very strange weather, and we most of us consider it, you know, it's just that, you know, it is it's about the weather thing that some of us don't want to agree that, you know, the weather has changed. And so, but anyway, so it's really bad. Also, the earth has been hot as it's ever been for the last 5 days. So there's a record that the earth is hotter than it's ever been for the last 5 days in a row. So what do you think about that? That's just wow. For people to not think that there's a global, what do they call it, Don?
Or the weather warming?
Yeah, global warming. They don't believe in that. And, you know, that's a specific party over here in the United States that, because one of their leaders, their leaders didn't believe in it. But the leader that didn't believe in it, he's not mentally well. And so you're following somebody off the mountain. You know, and instead of using your own brain and recognize there's some global warming going on here, people, and you need to pay attention. Look what's happening, you know. So anyway, I don't want to get...
We live in... No. I'm just going to say this. I'm just going to say a quick 1 minute. Give me a minute and a half. I think we just live in a time right now. He's counting down. No, we live in a time right now that, you know, social media... And it's given us a lot of great access to great information, but it's also given us access to disinformation. And now it's empowering ignorance. Ignorance is being empowered because now it's like, ignorance is being empowered because you have people who are experts. You have health professionals that deal with, you know, any type of health issues that's going on. That ignorance, it seems like a person that has no background experience of it feels the need they can debate a person with 6 degrees on this, you know. And it's you know, of course, respect the grievance, respect your issue or whatever issue you have with that. But at the same time, you know, and the thing is, we challenge that. We can challenge. It's okay to challenge certain things, but when the proof is in the pudding there, you know, it's I call it the debate me bro generation. It's like, well, just debate me bro. Ain't nobody, if someone talks to me about, you know, about, I'm not a historian or whatever. I used to teach, you know, civics and social studies and history, you know, whatever. But, you know, I'm not a historian, so I'm not going to try to feel like I need to challenge people who went and got advanced degrees on it. Yeah, I can challenge to an effect of, but I don't want to where my ignorance is and overcompensates and act as like this confidence and this arrogance behind it to try to challenge someone and say, oh, this is the way this happened this way. This happened. You can't prove it, you know? And that's why,
It's disgusting when you could go around and promote disinformation and just do it just relentlessly. And so, and why would you want to do that? First of all, most of the time, people that want to do that are a little cuckoo. They're not well mentally.
Trolls.
And so I'm going to give you an example. There was this attorney, and she was going around from different news stations to news stations talking about how the election was stolen. And she said all this disinformation. And she was, and it's like an older lady that you want to kind of listen to and think, well, maybe she should really be caring about our country, and you just kind of give her the benefit of the doubt by just trying to hear what she's saying, even though it's not making any sense. She's like, but there's no facts. You don't have any facts. Everything you're saying, ma'am, you're just saying it. But do you have any proof? No. But is that it? Nope. And so they had to take her to court because she was everywhere telling this diff information and gotten other people who don't care about details. She sucked them into believing, and so therefore they had to take her to court and deal with this. And do you know what her defense was?
What was
her? Her attorney said, "You can't really pay attention to what she says." She doesn't really mean what she said.
It's
Are you
how,
kidding
you know,
me?
It's kind of how these judges, you know. I think there was a situation a couple of years ago where a woman tried to sue Tucker Carlson's show on Fox. You know, and he's off the air. So, you know, but Fox News is still doing what Fox News does. But apparently they tried to sue for the disinformation or whatever, and I guess the judge cited the First Amendment, but also cited it, said, hey, this is not really a news organization. This is an entertainment, you know, so they used the fact that Fox News isn't news, it's entertainment. So, you know, that basically got them out of a lawsuit. But, you know, after the whole voting machine debacle where Fox...
But they have to change their title, don't you?
You know what? It's still Fox News for some reason. So,
I know. How can
it
be that when you just said you're not that? It should be Fox Entertainment. I would sue again saying you are not what you said you are. And see, that is the kind of stuff that we have to deal with every single day. Like Greg even said, he's like, why can't the person just tell the news? Why do they got to put their own twist on it? I'm grown. I can listen to the words that are coming out of your mouth and decide on how I want to hear, you know, what it means to me. I don't need you to put your twist on it. And in the meantime, you're dressing all crazy and getting all kind of attention and really taking away from the news. Can you just say what it is and move on? But people, they just don't want to do that anymore. All of a sudden, they're not just a news board broadcaster anymore. They are a personality. But you are not, I'm not listening to the station for your personality. I'm listening for the news. I need the information that I could process it. And they keep on putting their own twist on it, and it makes me sick. And I don't care what side's doing it. It's just, we don't need you to do that. That is not, just deliver the news, the basic news. Good gracious. I'm sorry. It makes me upset.
It's very upsetting. It is, because, you know, people now, we live in a time where now ignorance gives equal time to knowledge, and we're giving equal time to ignorance, to willful ignorance, and it's challenging knowledge. I think there's a quote by Isaac Asimov, if I'm remember, it's he was an author. I think he said something to the effect of, you know, intellectualism, and it's been a constant thread winding its way through our political and cultural life, nurtured by the false notion that democracy means that my ignorance is just as good as your knowledge, and that is where we're going by that for some reason. You know, we're giving that equal time to willful ignorance. You know, there's, and again, you talk about it doesn't matter what side. Yeah, I get that. But, you know, and there are people on the other side are just as silly. Don't get me wrong. But as far as what my grandmother taught me, as far as common sense, a lot of that common sense ain't common. And from either side, but there's one side that's very extreme. You know, and because, you know, the job is to keep people ignorant, and keep people, you know, that's why history is being whitewashed the way it is. That's why a lot of these schools are banning books, all of these things that are going on. So just understand the times that we live in right now, because that ignorance is being brought out in full circle. We got 3 minutes left, so I'm gonna be done with that, man. What do we have for the people coming up?
Okay, well, tomorrow's Throwback Thursday. I'm so sad because I did want to play a song, but I can't get it in the system fast enough. I guess I'll have to play it tomorrow. But anyway, tomorrow, Throwback Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You tell them, Don. I'm trying to get this thing.
Oh, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also Throwback Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you check us out on Wardell's Afternoon Drive. I call it his Afternoon Drive on Throwback Thursday, and then Throwback Thursday night with yours truly. So make sure you tune in and hang out with us.
All right, yeah. And Don, also don't forget, Don is going to play that interview for you guys to tomorrow. So make sure you tune in. Don, did you decide on when you're going to be able to do that?
Man, we can do it. I mean, we can do it tomorrow night.
Okay, great. So, and I am going to play just a tad if I could get it up fast enough. But anyway, I
you
just,
got it.
Yeah, Greg sent me a song, and it's a what's the name by great song, man. It's number one in the last 3 weeks. And so I just wanted to. Ty, who we've had, yeah, the clock is just going crazy here, so we're not going to be able to do that, but I'll play it for you guys tomorrow. In the meantime, thank you guys so much for everything that you do and hanging out with us, and it's just frustrating that I get to do this, but it is what it is. And you guys all take care. Thanks for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. We'll be back tomorrow. Don's going to take us out. Good night, and God bless you guys.
Y'all have a good one, guys. Closing out. Thank you. Closing out. To you. Have a good one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.